Good afternoon, everyone. We're here to just talk about the windstorm that has been forecast for Sunday coming, just to talk about the preparations that the city is taking to make sure that members of the community are safe. Today, we've got a strong breeze going, but if the weekend forecast plays out, we could be in for a very, very powerful windstorm on Sunday. With the potential for hurricane force wind gusts, I am here with Acting Public Works Commissioner Michael Finn and Deputy Commissioner of Public Works for Parks, Andy Rabb, to provide you with an update in advance of the potential storm. The latest forecasts, as you know, suggest we could see prolonged winds of 35 to 45 miles per hour on Sunday, with gusts as high as 75 miles per hour over an 8 or 9 hour period. Right now, forecasters are predicting that the strongest winds will hit around noon on Sunday through about 10 p.m. To give you some perspective, yesterday's sustained winds were about 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. During the blizzard last month, we sustained winds at 35 miles per hour with gusts up to 55 miles per hour. Sunday's wind gusts of up to 75 miles per hour could certainly pack a very significant punch, bringing down trees, power lines, and causing potential for property damage. As I mentioned during my State of the City address, we're used to dealing with storms in Buffalo and Western New York, and those are times that certainly bring out the best of us in this community, where residents look out for residents, where neighbors look out for neighbors, where family members look out for family members, and we will potentially be in that same type of situation on Sunday. Sunday's winds could have the impact of knocking down power lines, and so we are asking people to be prepared for that possibility. There is the potential for a lot of lines being down at one time, and that could be a very dangerous situation. We also expect that winds could not only take down tree limbs, but could uproot entire trees that could potentially fall on homes and fall on cars. So we want people to be very careful about where they park their vehicles, certainly during the hours that the windstorm has been forecast. Now I will turn things over for more specific detail about the preparations that the city is taking to Mike Finn, our Acting Commissioner of Public Works.
Thank you, Mayor. A couple of the proactive measures that we've already taken based on the, or are taking as we're speaking, based on the forecast that's coming out today. Right now, city crews are out removing banners off of streetlight poles. There are banners all across the city that various agencies that we work with have installed, and we wanted to take those down due to this severe event that's coming to prevent those from causing damage to the streetlight poles. If there are any residents who see banners that have not been removed yet, we urge them to call 311 so we can make a log of those and get them removed in advance of the storm. At this time, trash and recycling pickup is still scheduled for Monday. However, we're asking residents, if they can, to hold off on putting your totes out until even as late as early Monday morning. As Mayor mentioned, the event is forecasted between noon and 10 p.m. on Sunday. So getting those totes out early, like some people do, is probably not the best idea. Hold them off as long as you can. We're also reminding people with garbage to put it inside of bags, and with recycling to put it inside of clear plastic bags inside of the tote. That will help to minimize the amount of debris that is strewn about as some of those totes may fall. Some other preparations that we've made. Crews are readying chainsaws, and we're mobilizing crews to be available in the event that the storm does cause some damage. We're also discussing with contractors to make sure that they're available in the event that this becomes up to the point that we need to mobilize contractors. We also will be monitoring waterfront roadways that see impacts during major events like this. That includes the Erie Basin Marina roadway and the LaSalle Park roadway, where water splashes up over and causes a pretty hazardous situation. And we're preparing to be able to close those quickly in the event that, that we see that. Now I'm going to turn it over to our Deputy Commissioner, Andy Rabb, for Parks and Rec to talk about some of the forestry impacts.
Thanks. Just to give some perspective on what type of potential tree damage winds can cause, as the mayor said yesterday, it was about 20 mile an hour winds. We didn't really get any calls with that. With respect to the blizzard level winds that we had, we received roughly 50 calls of trees or large limbs that came down across the city. It exponentially gets higher, so we do expect that there will be tree damage. The winds are forecasted to be strong enough that it could take healthy trees. It really is a matter of how the winds hit them. So we will be mobilizing our own in-house crews across Public Works through the multiple divisions as well as contractors as needed. But it's really going to be a day that's most likely not going to be pleasant to be outside to begin with. So it's going to be good to stay inside during the peak of the windstorm.
Thanks.
So again, we recommend that if you do not have to be out during the peak of the windstorm to not go out, we would recommend that there not be any unnecessary travel during that period of time, that people are very mindful of where they park their cars because potentially tree limbs and trees will come down and there could be damage. We will be in communication and coordination with Erie County. I've already received a call from Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars. We will be communicating with the state through their emergency preparation system, and we have already been in touch with National Grid, and we'll be in communication with National Grid for any potential power outages or power lines that are down in the city as a result of the potential windstorm on Sunday. With that, we will open up to any questions that you might have on the windstorm.
I would assume, you know, as a resident around here, you know, we know what snow does, we know what rain and water does. Wind is that unknown, you know, you can't predict it exactly. That has to be a concern, I would think, particularly for the
Yeah, it's certainly a concern, one that we're taking very seriously. When you talk to gusts of up to 75 miles per hour, you are talking about hurricane level wind gusts. So that is a very serious thing. So we, through the Department of Public Works, the fire department, the police department, the inspections department, the Department of Community Services, our Division of Citizen Services, and 311 are taking all preparations necessary to be prepared for the windstorm on Sunday.